Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today, history doesn't just shift, it stabilizes. President Abraham Lincoln once said, "Stand with anybody that stands right. Stand with him while he is right, and part with him when he goes wrong." And today we choose to stand with what is right, because what is righteous must now be rendered in law. This isn't theory, this isn't ideology, this is the sovereign responsibility of a nation to secure what must never be lost. Trust. Because without structural clarity, our nation doesn't just begin to drift, it begins to break. And without a lawful mechanism for solvency, we risk defaulting not only fiscally, but morally. So today we're pulling back the veil. We're bringing you clarity where there was once confusion. On one of the most urgent fiscal failures in American history, the Social Security Administration deficit. And for the first time, the answer is not abstract. It is not delayed. It's not political. Here's what it's not. It does not raise taxes. It does not cut benefits. It does not borrow from the future of our children. What it is law. It is governance. It is solvency made visible through verified infrastructure, regulator alignment, and legal automation. Because this is the first yield architecture in U.S. history, designed for sovereign deployment, not by speculation, but by statute, and not by hype. But designed by stewardship, biblically based stewardship. These are federally regulated yield trusts, or FRYTs. They are smart contract governed, non-custodial, non-tokenized, and permanently regulator visible. It is the lawful successor to crypto's collapse and the constitutional blueprint for public yield. And it's codified in the national doctrine unlike any that came before it. It's known as the Harvest Labs Doctrine. Now, this isn't a white paper in theory. This is a legal covenant, a structural solution
a national answer. And now, what once was only a hope is now a system. And what once felt impossible, it's now in motion. So let me speak plainly on this. The Social Security is the largest federal program in the United States, and it's collapsing. The $2.8 trillion trust fund, that's $2.8 trillion, is projected to run dry by the mid-2030s. And when that happens, automatic benefit cuts, widespread economic panic, and political paralysis this country may never recover from. But we weren't called to watch collapse. We were called to build what lasts. Now, Social Security wasn't born in a moment of strength. It was born out of crisis. Established in 1935 in the shadows of the Great Depression, President Franklin D. Roosevelt introduced it as part of the New Deal. It was a promise to protect America's workers from poverty and old age, disability, or loss. It was, and it still is, a covenant of care between generations. The system is funded by payroll taxes, a portion of every paycheck matched by employers and pooled into trust funds that pay monthly benefits to retirees, the disabled, and survivors. But make no mistake, this is not just an accounting system. This is personal. This is your parents. This is your neighbors. This is every American who worked hard, paid in faithfully, and believed the system would be there when they needed it most. But today, the model is unraveling. Fewer workers per retiree, longer life expectancy, and fiscal architecture that wasn't built for this century's demographics. That's why this moment matters. That's why this doctrine exists. It introduces a lawful, inflation-resistant mechanism to extend Social Security solvency by up to 20 to 45 years, all without raising payroll taxes, without cutting earned benefits, and without expanding the national debt. This isn't a workaround. This isn't a patch. This isn't a temporary fix. This is a structural correction anchored in law, built on principle, and made possible through the sovereign architecture called federally regulated yield trusts that are now defined and are now operationalized in the Harvest Labs doctrine. It's a covenantal response, not just to a crisis that we in this generation inherited, but to a future we were called to secure. Now, at the center of this solution, it's not speculation, it's stewardship. The Federally Regulated Yield Trust, or FRYT, it's a smart contract system that is SEC exempt, IRS compliant, and non-custodial by design. It doesn't gamble, it doesn't hide, it doesn't exploit. It routes real economic yield into federally visible public benefit funds. And its impact? Its impact. It increases the current yield potential to fully fund monthly benefits for over 162,000 Americans. not just once, but every single month. Every single month, over 162,000 Americans have their benefits fully funded. And then when it's integrated into the sovereign architecture of the federal trust layer and the Harvest Labs doctrine, it extends the life of the Social Security Administration by over 17 years. 17 years without raising taxes, without cutting benefits, and without expanding debt. And like I said, this isn't a workaround. This is what is known as redemptive restoration. Rather than depending on bond markets or speculative volatility, this system, it routes yield from corridor-specific smart contracts. And what this means is the infrastructure that we, the American public, uses, the flow of a nation, the highways, the health system, the mobility corridors, the law enforcement protocols, the yield from those, it doesn't just go into hedge funds. It doesn't vanish into anonymous digital wallets. It goes where it belongs, to the Social Security, to hardworking Americans, to the people, to the American public. Because this is what happens when you build a system with both legal authority and righteous intent, where federal stewardship and biblical clarity, they're no longer in tension, but finally they're in alignment. And at the heart of this infrastructure, it's not a currency, it's not a token, and it's not crypto. It's what's called and what is known as a sovereign ledger. It's been named the Lincoln Coin. It's a non-tradable, regulator-visible accounting unit designed not to speculate, but to enforce lawful yield without volatility, without anonymity, and without manipulation. It exists solely to uphold trust, to restore clarity, to serve the people. The Lincoln Coin operates within a new class of systems called FRAFI, Federally Regulated Autonomous Finance Infrastructure, where every single function is observable, auditable, and lawful. Now these were built and designed for full compliance with the IRS, the SEC, FinCEN, OFAC, the DOJ, SSA, and the GAO. Because trust must be more than a feeling. It must be verifiable, auditable, and just. Now the Lincoln Coin was built not to trade profit, but to restore purpose. Because when money is done through sacred stewardship, a nation begins to heal. It begins to restore. And the public's trust, then the public's trust is earned and it's honored. So let's talk about numbers. According to the latest federal projections in the 2014 Trustees Report, the Social Security Trust Fund, it has just 8 years of solvency remaining. Now, that's not speculation. That's actually the U.S. government's own data. And that's where the Harvest Labs doctrine comes in. Corridor-only deployment models project 18 to 15 years additional solvency, But then when integrated with the broader national systems built out, like Helix, Arc Navis, Natrid, Defiance, those projections extend it to 20 to 45 years. No new taxes, no benefit cuts, no federal debt expansion. So how does it work? Well, you've heard how it works in the previous episodes. The system routes approximately 1% of smart contract interchange and a 0.25 of real infrastructure throughput into closed loops, regulator visible yield structures connected directly to the Social Security Trust Fund. And again, this isn't theory, this isn't crypto, this is executable law. And the result of this infrastructure, it's national solvency, constitutional integrity, zero inflation, zero speculation, with no gambling with your future. It's only law, it's only stewardship, and it's only what's right. Because when systems are built with righteousness and stewardship, they don't collapse. They carry generations. Because this isn't about me. It's about my daughter. Both daughters. Eva. It's about Gianna. And it's about your children. Because the future belongs to those who build restoration into a nation. This doctrine wasn't written for theory. It was written for solvency. It was written for the generation that still believes in one nation under God. And now, that nation, the United States of America, has the system in their hands to prove it. This is what must endure. This is what must be protected for the kind of future that's worth building and what's worth defending. This is the Harvest Labs doctrine. And now it belongs to you. Thank you for joining me on this special edition of the White Paper. Today, we delivered a solution to the United States Social Security Administration and the United States public's crisis. It's been filed. It's been published. It's been proven. If you want to learn more, click the link in the description below. Next episode on the 17th, we bring you Natra, America's next traffic management system, built to serve the people. And then on the 25th, we release the capstone episode of Set 2 of the White Paper, where the world is introduced to the full vision of covenantal economics. But today you trusted me. For that, I thank you. And together, we serve the American people by delivering a solution for their retirement. And this is how we restore a nation. This is the White Paper. And this is just the beginning.